Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, the second to last daf in Maseches Yevamos. We will go to Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, where we left off, and we're in the sugyas. Let's start again from the two dots. The sugya of Chaya Ochelas, the sugya of if there is someone with a mortal wound, when could they be? We could testify about them, and when cannot. So the Gemara says Chaya Ochelas V'chulu. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu Elami Makom Shein Nafsho Yotza. When do we say that there's a question about it that we wouldn't trust in a place where the wound is not from a place where the nefesh would go out? But a place where the nefesh is yotzeis, where we know his life's in danger, so meidin, then you would be able to testify. So stop there for a minute. There is, again, this is Rachmana Lestan Halacha Lamaisa, the Pischei Tshuvas. There are hundreds of Pischei Tshuvas in Simin Yud Zayin in Evan Ezer about many of these cases. But if you look in Os Kuflam and Gimel, a bunch of these stories are mentioned. Rachmana Lestan, there's a story quoted of the from the Yaakov Agon Mikarlin, the Mishkanos Yaakov. Again, the question is, are these life threatening? Seems to be, but the poskim have to be sure. Two people were in a boat, and they come to a pass. And there was a rope that was across the river, and they didn't notice it, and they bumped into the rope, and the boat turned over, and they're holding onto the chevel for dear life. And while they're holding, and while finally somebody sees them to try to get him, nechlash echad, he gets very weak. He can't hold on, and the water's going over his face. And then his friend, and the other person coming to see him, sees that the water starts going, and his mouth opens, and his mouth starts filling with water. He can't hold on, and he disappears under the surface. No body is found. So, what do you say in that case? Is that's a place, that's a makom shenafsho yotza. So that's a serious case. Another case discussed. Rav Chaim Velazhin had a shayla binyan zeh. Be'echad shenafal me'agesha, somebody falls off a tall bridge. She'egavoa harbe me'akerach, he falls onto ice, and he falls through the ice into the water. V'nafal me'agesha l'akerach, me'akerach l'tocha mayim, v'nevar v'lo nimsa, and he's betzadi lahatir mitam trei ruba. This isn't just one rove, this is a double rove. Hainu dinefila gavoa base ko, most ruban lamisa, most people who fall from such a height, then they die, may have to base a skila, when we didn't shreif a sanafula, shehu alachabosh visinai, ubahadi reusa demayim shein lamsof. Right, so there's water, people don't usually survive going under the water, people don't survive from the fall. So he was matar, begin Rachman Lisvan, these are the cases, these are the dafim that the poskim analyze to try to figure out whether we would be matir arayos in this case. Again, we're not just talking about a carbon here. We're talking about ein davar she'be'erva. And if you don't know for sure, that's why you have to figure out if there's enough evidence. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'yamar v'yudam r'shmuel, shachat bo shnayim, o rov shnayim, u'barach me'idin. Shmuel says, if the two simanim, the cut and the vesha, were cut, or most of them were cut, then you could be meyer that he died. Says the Gemara, Eini, can you really? V'amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, same person, shachad bo shnayim arov shnayim v'ramaz. If a person has his simanim cut, and he's merames to people, v'amar kisvu gela ishti, and he says through the remez, write a get for my wife, he doesn't want his wife to fall to yibam, hare elu yitu v'yenu. So if he's considered dead, so how can he give it tzivui? Answer, chayu v'sofolamos. No, it doesn't mean that he's dead. It means that he's going to die in a couple of minutes or a couple of whatever the time is. But he's chay at the moment. Chayu v'sofolamos. And therefore, he can give it tzivui, haget, or even though we can testify also that he died. The Rashba in Maseches Gittin on Daf Ayin, the Rashba on Gittin is classic, can't learn Gittin without the Rashba. The Rashba on Gittin, Daf Ayin, Mabez, quotes a Machlokas Rishonim, can a Goseis be Mitzave a Get? And the question is this talking about a Goseis here? He has his Simanim cut. Seems like a Goseis. The Rashba has two days, he quotes, Ula Inyan Goseis, Chazav Harab Yoel Mibuna. Rabbi Yoel Mibuna, the Kemesu Chashiv, a Goseis is considered dead. V'yafal pisha daito miyusheves alav, v'dvarav mechuvanin befiv, eino yachol lagarish. Right, shchiv meira means he's deathly ill, but he's not a Goseis. A Goseis, says the Rabbeinu Yoel Mibuna, cannot give it tzivui to write a get. Midam rina beperk yesh nochlin, perk asara yuchsin, he quotes, Ulu Rabbi Meir, damar adam makna, davar shlo ba la olam, yakir lamali, and it quotes, but nachasim shenaf lokshu goseis. A ghost says means he can't be makne. It sounds like from the Gemara. V'yafal pisha shanim bereish ahalos uben meseches machos. It says the Rashba, right? Even though we learned the meseches machos, we quoted this recently. Ha ghost says harayu kachay luchol dvarav. A ghost says is kachay no chel manchil zokik liyibam poter menayibam haynu dafka b'mili da'asi memela. That applies to items that have halachas that kick in automatically. He doesn't have to do anything. Aval gito umatanoso to mekoach diburo v'daito ninulo. But something that he has to do, he has to give a matana, he has to give a get, so that is not something that he is able to do. And that which the Mishnah says, that if somebody is left zakin ochola, the Gemara says, if the Azakin Rechola command Adam to give a get, and the Gemara says, Shlosh Shana Rechola Shrov Cholam L'chaim, Aval Goses, Rov Goses in Lemisa Lo, the Gemara sounds like only because you're worried that he died. But if you know for sure that he didn't die, so then you would give it. So it sounds like, as long as you knew he was alive, it is okay. So they reread that Gemara. No, they reread, if you know that he was a Goses, in Nasul Lushli Akodem Shaya Goses, you gave it before he was a Goses. Okay, that's one day. But then the Rashba quotes the Reed. The Reba'au Hatosvos. Goses kachai hu l'chol dvarab. No, a Goses is a chai. Ubishadaitum yusheves alavi yachol adaber. Matanaso matana v'gito get gomor. That's it. Where do you know that from? Our Gemara. Our Gemara, Shmuel says, Rob Shnayim are cut. V'ramas kitzvuk el ishto kosev enosnin. V'ein l'cha goses godo mizeh, says the Rashba. There's no greater goses than somebody who's simanim are cut. V'tveyadif mi goses. And it's even better. Why is it better? Because Rov goes to Lamisa, Miyat Archai. Depamim Shakosis Misrape. Vishakat Boshnaim Iafshalo Lichyosu Lisrapos. Vachin Maguyan and Mitsulov, the ghost is in Haim. Kosim and Osnin, Alma, you see from there, Matanaso Matana. De Elo, and then he has a fascinating line. If you don't say this, Lo Adif Ami Russell Lugavo, Ami Misi Russell Lahedyot. You know that he can be Makdish at this point. So being Makdish should be equal to being Makneh. So that's the Rashba, two days in Meseches Gittin. What do you say about Goses? But the Rashba himself quotes from the Reef. Rashba seems to hold like the Re, based on our Gemara here, that a Goses can be mitzavet to write a get. Good. So what do we say? A Goses is chai v'sofa lamus. Says the Gemara 5 lines from the bottom. Elameata yehe golal yado. So if that's true, so why don't we say that if somebody cuts to simanim, that they should go to Golas? Isn't that an act of Ritzicha? Alamatanya, Shochat Shnaim or Rov Shnaim HaRezein HaGolas. Somebody does it by accident. Somebody, I don't know, they're holding a sword and they're chopping or an axe and it goes and Rachman al-Aslan injures somebody mortally. We say he does not go to Golas. But why not? Isn't that like killing him? We say that here in this case, Sofa Lamus. Says the Gemara, Ha'idmer Allah Amr of Oshia. No, there are two reasons why he wouldn't go to Galus. Number one, Chayshina Shema Haruach Bil Balto. Maybe the wind caused him to die earlier than he would have died. Inami Shema Ihu Kirev Misaso. Or maybe he himself hastened his own death by flailing. And therefore, you can't say that he killed the person directly with a Maisa Ritzicha. May be Nayu, and then we'll talk about it. What's the difference, the nafkamina, between these two? Deshachte, Bebesa, Deshisha, Opirkes. If he did it inside a marble house, meaning there's no wind. So, according to the reason of Ruach, it does not apply. He would go to Galus, Opirkes, but if he flailed, so he wouldn't go to Galus. Inami, Deshachte, Bebara, Velo Pirkes. Where he shachted him, he cut outside, but Velo Pirkes, and he didn't flail. So those are the two nafkaminas. Tosfos has a crucial comment, where he says, this ptur is only by Shoge Galus. It's not by Mezid Ritzicha. If somebody kills somebody, we're not saying, oh, we're not going to put him to death because maybe the wind also had a part in his murder. No, Tosfos says on the bottom, V'dafka b'galus v'lo b'misa. Can the priest just say, oh, what's the difference? What's the svara? So maybe what could suggest, the question is, when you go to galus, why do you go to galus? Because you did a Maisa Ritzicha b'shogeg. This wasn't a Maisa Ritzicha b'shogeg. There's something lacking in the definition because there might have been other ingredients. Why you chay a misa for killing somebody b'mezid? Because you killed them. L'maisa. You killed them. Right? Even if, you know, there wasn't a Maisa Ritzicha explicitly or halachically, it's enough. Again, this isn't grama. Right? Grama, the case is in Sanhedrin, you put somebody on the train tracks, or you put him in front of a fire. That's worse than this. That's it. This is a direct act. It's just, right? It's sofo. So that's what Tosa says, the difference between Golas and Misa, maybe because the difference is what's the Machayev, Maisa Ritzicha versus Totsa'a of Misa. The Sefer HaChinuch, once we're talking about Golas, remember, the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Taf Yud, Mitzvah 410, the shorish behind the mitzvah of going to Galus. Three ideas the Sefer HaChinuch has. Mishar Sheha Mitzvah. Why does a person have to go to Galus if they kill Bishogeg? Lefi Sha'avon HaRetzicha Chamur Ad Ma'od. Shebo HaShchasas HaOlam. Retzicha, murder, destroys the world, destroys society. Like the Rambam says in Ilchas Retzicha, in the fourth parak, that there's nothing that destroys, no sin that destroys society as much as murder. Ad Shamur Zecharnam Levracha. Shalhori Nevesh Bemezid Afilu Asakala Mitzvos. If somebody does all the mitzvahs in the world, if they kill somebody, that outweighs. Therefore, it's appropriate if somebody killed, even b'shogeg, mikivan shebas takala gedola kazu al yado, because this terrible takala happened through him, sheyitztayr alav tsar golus. It's a punishment. It's an onesh. Sheshakol kimaket tsar misa. Going to golus is like a little bit a punishment, shenifrad me'ada me'ovav, it's like misa, in a certain sense. Just like a dead person is separated from everything, somebody goes into galus, separated from his family, separated from his neighborhood, separated from everything in his life, the closest we could get. U'me'eres mo'ladato v'shochin kol yamav imzarim. Number one, onesh. Number two, v'od yesh tikun ha'olam b'mitzvah. Number two, tikun ha'olam, what we call, achronim call, hatzala. Onesh and Hatzala. Kamo Shabira Kasuv. She inatzelim zem yar goal adam. He'll be safe from the goal adam, the bal yar genu. Alochamas bekapov, shari shogig. He was a shogig. The goal adam is going to want to kill him. So we protect him in the ear miklat. Hatzala versus Onesh. And then the chinuch has a psychological reason. Va'od to'elas bedavar, libili yiru krove hamuke, harotseach le'ineyem tamid, bimakum shenas dehara, V'chol darchei ha-Torah Noam. Put it on the list. Darchei ha-Darchei Noam. We don't want the relatives to have to see this guy. This guy's presence will always remind them of what occurred to their relative. And even if it's not, they're not in danger. They're not going to take it out on him. But we don't want this person to cause the pain to the family. So three ideas that the Sefer HaChinuch has in Mitzvah Taf Yud. But again, we have this Nafka Mina relating to Galus and Mazen. Ask the Aruch Laner, why don't we send him to Galus anyway? We say he doesn't have to go to Galus because of these reasons. Just send him anyway, especially if you say, let's see, reason number one, Tsar, which is a form of Kapara, so why don't you just send him to Galus anyway? Kashuli, Lefim Adam Rina B'Makos, Galus Hu L'Chaper, V'Lachein Mai Taima Misafik Amrinon Eino Gole, Lamalo Nema De Yigla De Levi Klei Kapara Misafik. Just let him get a Kapara Misafik. Answers the Aruch Laner, I don't think so, because you compare it to murder. No chiyuv of murder, no chiyuv of galus. The Binyan Tzion, who was written by the same author, the Aruch Laner, but in the second volume, he has a couple of tshuvas from his brother. So his brother, in Simon Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, writes, what my brother wrote in the Aruch Laner, on Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph, that the reason that he doesn't go to Galus, he might as well to get Kapara, is because of the comparison to Mazid. I think that's wrong, he said. Because what did Tosfos just say? Tosfos said, you're Mechalik between Galus and Misa, between Mazid and Shogeg. You don't compare them in this context. So I don't think that's the reason why we wouldn't send them. The reason we don't send them is because this is the halacha. Just like the chiluk of Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah. There are seemingly, you might say, arbitrary distinctions. And if somebody doesn't, not chayiv in Galus, then he doesn't go. He doesn't need a kapara. If he doesn't need a kapara, there's no reason for him to go to Galus. Oh, just in case. No, the halach is he doesn't need, so therefore he does not need. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, third line. Lo kol v'chulu. Remember the Mishnah had said, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda on yesterday's daf, don't compare cases. Lo kol ha'adam, v'lo kol ha'makom, v'lo kol ha'sha'us shavin. Every case is different. Don't say, oh, in this case, if you see his face, if you see his nose, if you see this. No, every case is different. Says the Gemara. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean by that? Iboy lehu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, lekula palig o lechumra palig? Is he coming to be mekel or machmir? The Rambam here says either. The Rambam here says either. But the Gemara is saying lekula o lechumra. So which one's a tashma? The Gemara tries to bring a raya. Dehu gavra de tava bekarmi. There was somebody who drowned in Karmi va'askua abehedya lebaser tlasa yomin. And the people of Behedya, they brought him out. After 3 days, v'intzava Rav Dimi minarda ledebisu. And Rav Dimi married her off, ledebisu, to his daughter. So, says the Gemara, that this works. I'm sorry, his wife. I didn't mean daughter. I meant wife, right? He allowed this guy's wife to get remarried. So you see, that's after 3 days. V'yasua hu gavra da'atzba bediglas. V'askua agishra divishvistana. Right? They brought him up on the bridge there. V'atzva rava l'debisu apuma d'shushbini. And Rava allowed his wife to get remarried based on the testimony of Shushbinin friends. L'basa chamisha yomi. After 5 days. So what do these stories prove? Remember, the Mishnah had a limit. E amet bishlama lakula palig. If you say Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was arguing lakula and saying sometimes even after, you know, every case is different, and he's saying even after more than 3 days, inu da avik Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. So that's who these Ravdimi and Rava were holding like. Ela e amet lachumra palig. But if he's saying to be maor machmir, inu da avik kaman. So who are these rabbis going like? So it must be that he's Lakula. Answers the Gemara, no Raya. Shiny Maya, the Tzamsi. It could be different when the body is in water. When the body is in water, the body is preserved, and therefore it could be even after the time that is limited in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Va'amrit Maya Marzu Makup. Didn't we say on yesterday's daf that water causes problems, makes it worse? Hanimili hecha dika maka. That's where if there's a wound. If there's a wound, water does not let the wound heal. Aval hecha deleka maka mitzmesamis. But if there is no maka, then it preserves the body. And therefore, even later, they can testify about it. The riff here seems to say, that's how the Rishonim understand the riff, the Rashba, that it's up to 5 days. The example given in the Mishnah, the Gemara is chamisha yomei, so it's up to 5 days. If you look in the Rambam, doesn't sound like there's a limit. The Rambam in Yud Gimel Chafez sounds like, he says, afilu tava bayam v'shlichu hayam layabasha afilu achar kama yamim. Even after a number of days. Doesn't give a number. Imikiru panav v'chotmo me'idin olav. If they recognize his face and nose, they could be made. She'eino mishtane b'mayim el achar zman meruba. Because water keeps it. V'msha, and then we'll read the next line soon. So that's why even more than 3 days. Vahani mili tchi aske chazi b'shaite. But this is all as long as right after they brought him up, they saw him pretty soon right after they brought the body out of the water. How long do you have? It says immediately. The Rambam's lashon is in that same Rambam we just read. Yud be shos. V'imsha bayabasha achar shalosh v'nayam yud be shos. V'nispach in meidin alav shaharin ishtane. It's got to be within 12 hours. Again, bizman hazeh when we have refrigeration. So then it could be even longer. Aver ishti mispach safach. But if you waited longer than that, in places where the body now does not look like it once was, so mispach safach we cannot trust because it might have gotten bloated. Okay, says the Mishnah, one of the most famous Mishnahs in all of the Masechta. As we near the end, nafa lamayim bein sheyesh lahem sof bein sheein lahem sof ishto asura. If a man falls into the water, whether yesh lahem sof, it has borders, and you can see all the borders on the outside. Bein sheein lahem sof, or whether it does not have any borders, ishto asura. Doesn't matter either way. The ish is asura. Even what's the chiddush? Even by mayim sheyesh lahem sof, where you might have said that way, we could see the edges and it didn't come out. Still, it is ishto asura. The wife is asur. Why? Because we need serious testimonies here, and we don't rely on just circumstantial probable evidence. If you look in the Sharm Tzionah Balacha, he quotes. Obviously, that me'ikar adin, you should rely, right? By mayim, even by mayim she'en lahem sof, ruban lemisa. There's a rove here, but still that's not good enough to matir the iser of eshes ish. He quotes, though, the question, what about yevam alashuk? What about yevam alashuk? Would you matir, v'lo matzinim u'first b'ramam v'shulchan arach, igam iser yevam alashuk machmirin, k'shunaf alamayim she'en lahem sof? Meaning, what if the woman's husband died? You know that he died, and then the yavam falls into the water. And there's Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. So, would you also be Machmer there? Says the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha. L'chora, it depends on whether Yevam Alashuk is an Erva or not. Is that called Davar She'Be'Erva? If it's Davar She'Be'Erva, maybe we'd be Machmer there too. If not, maybe we'd be able to be Mekel there. And the only Chumrah, this whole din is a Chumrah D'Rabbanan. Because we don't want to take our chances by Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. Even though Rov or Lamisa. But still, that is the Shita of the Tanakama. Maim sheish lahem sof or ein lahem sof ishto asura because we are nervous. The Maharam Mirutenberg says though that the family does sit shiva. They sit shiva. Af al pisha anuchoshish in shema hu chai v'lachein in matirin ol ishto linase av al gabi dini avelus Heim chalam al akrovim mishash en es ya'ashu milachapso. Right when they give up hope from getting the body, finding the body, Avelus kicks in right then. And, interestingly, he adds, if the body is later found, they do not have to sit Shiva again. They already sat Shiva. They don't have to sit Shiva again once the body is found. Fascinating discussion of cases where you can have a kvura after Avelus. Again, not lachadchila, not what you want to do, but a case that might come up. So again, the Mishnah says, his wife is Aser. Am Rabbi Meir, Maisa be'echad shenafal labar gadol. A story that one fell into a huge bor. Va'ala la'acher shlosha yamim. He came up after 3 days. Unbelievable. Why? Somehow he was saved. Am Rabbi Yosi, Maisa besuma sheyared litbol bima'ara. There was a Rabbi Yosi who's going to argue on the previous, right? Maisa, Rabbi Meir was basically backing up the first line of the Mishnah, right? Always issue Asura, because who knows what's going to happen? As we'll see in the Anamid Beis, what's called Maisa Nisim. Rabbi Yossi argues, Am Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Besuma Sheyara Litbo Bima'ara, a blind man went to Bitovel with his helper, V'yarad Moshe Acharav, and his guide, his helper, went with him, V'shohu, and then he went in the water, he didn't come up. V'shohu Kadesha Teitzei Nafsham, and they waited till he must have died, V'hisiwas Neshoseim, and they married off their wives. Rabbi Yossi says, why? Because it's Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof. That's Mutter. Veshuv Maisa Ba'asya. Be'echad Shol Shaluhu Layam. They lowered him in. They had a rope on his leg, whatever reason he was going into the Yam. V'lo also Biyadim El Raglo. And the only thing that came up on the rope was his leg. Rachmana Litzlan. Amru Chachamim. It depends. Minar Kumbo Lamala. If his leg, most of his leg was there. So if it got cut at that spot, he's really dead. Tinase. Minar Kumbo Lamata Lo Tinase. If just the bottom of his leg, so maybe he could have lived. Even though his leg was cut off, and therefore you wouldn't be able to allow her to remarry based on that. Period. Okay, Gemara. Oh, just one. I forgot to mention one point from before, right before the Mishnah, when we spoke about the people who identify have to identify right away. But if they don't, rather, the Rambam said 12 hours. It's too late. The Rush has a comment. The Rush not here. The Rush back in the previous parak, in parak Tezvav Halacha Gimel. The Rush says this limit is only related to people who actually saw him fall in, because they're already biased in terms of their what they saw, and there's a good chance that they'll say, "Oh yeah, this is the guy." But if it's an acher, if it's someone else, somebody objective, asking, "Is this person? Is this not this person?" They could have more time. That's an important rush. Aval misha lo ra hatavia umatzu shemes va'amar shemakiro betvius ayin luchudei neman ve'en medatikin acharav v'yosan shero hatavia haynu mishem da'amri b'didami. Only people who were there with him, they might say b'didami, and that's why they would be have a limit of right away, but other people would not. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Nafal amayim beit sheish lahem sof, bein shein lahem sof, ishto asura divri b'meir. Meir's machmir. Because he says, who knows? Even mayim sheish lahem sof, maybe they're somewhere underneath in a cave. V'chachamim omrim, mayim sheish lahem sof, ishto mutareth. Chachamim, all we hold is no. If there's a finite area, and we see that they didn't come out, so then we know they died. Ishto mutares. V'shein lahem sof, ishto asura. Only if it's infinite, the wife is asur. Heichidami mayim sheish lahem sof. What does sheish lahem sof mean? Amar Abaya, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, called sha'omed v'ro'eh. Anytime that omed, you could see, v'ro'eh, stand at see me'ar baruch hosef. All four directions. The Achronim have a suffix. Does that mean all four directions at once? Like you're looking with one read, you can see all four? Like a really small place? Or what if you can see all four, but you have to move your head? You have to look to the right, look to the left, because are we worried that if you looked one direction, then the person got up on the other side, possibly? So that's a question in the Achronim, like how the distance of Mayim Sheish Lahem Sof. But that's what the poskim discuss. Ho gavra tava ba'agma de Samki. There was a good story of a man who drowned in Agma in the swamp of Samki. Ansava Rav Shila le debisu. Rav Shila let his wife get remarried. Amr le Rav le Shmuel. Rav says to Shmuel, Tana Shamte. What did Rav Shila do? It's Mayim Sheish Lahem Sof. Right, so why do you let him? Why he let her get married? We should put him in cherim. We should put a cherim on Rabbi Shila. Amar Le Shmuel says, wait a minute, Nishlach Le Bereisha. Why don't we go ask him and find out before we just put Stam a rabbi in cherim? You know, let's find out. Shalchu Le, they send him a letter. Mayim Shein Lahem Sof Ishto Asura Mutaris. What's the halacha? Mayim Shein Lahem Sof Shalach Lu Ishto Asura Ishto Asur. And this swamp that's near you, what do you consider that? Shalach lohu, mayim she'en lahem sof. It's mayim she'en lahem sof. So far, so good. So now they come in. Umar my time avarachi. So why? Asked Rav and Shmuel to Rav Shela. So why'd you mat to the woman? What does he say? Mita ta'ina. I guess I'm mistaken. Made a mistake. Anasavi, I originally thought, kivan to kavu v'kaimi, since the water is stagnant. It's not flowing water. So if it's stagnant, kemayim sheish lem softami. So where did he go, after all? If the water doesn't move, so he must be here. And if he's not here, he must have gone straight down. He must have died. So even by mayim sheish lem sof, it should be mutter. And that's what I originally thought, pavalohi. But I guess not. Kivan to ika gali, because there still are waves. Sometimes, Amar Galu Ashpalu, maybe the waves brought him down to another place, and therefore he explained himself, and he went back on his psak. Kari Shmuel alei de Rav. Shmuel said about Rav, Rav was going to put a cherim, but he was saved from Minashamayim, so to speak, from doing the cherim. Lo yu'une letzadik kalaven. Right? Nothing bad will happen to a tzaddik, meaning Rav was saved from putting the cherim. Kari Rav alei de Shmuel, and Rav says, no, Shmuel, you get the credit. Utshua barov yoetz. The salvation comes from the one who listens to the advice. So Rav was going to do it, and Shmuel gave the advice. Why don't you check it out first? So, therefore, it was a team effort. Shmus Yaakov has a tshuva. The Shmus Yaakov's tshuvas are always something interesting and something relevant. The Shvus Yaakov in Chelik Basim and Kufyud Gimel. He has two parts of a tshuva. The second one has to do with us. But once it's open, we'll read the first part. Story, Echlesh Echlev Daito. A boy and a girl, both Jewish. They went off the derech totally. They were Machlev Daito. They became Mumar, Mumeres, not Shomer Shabbos, no nothing. And they had a baby girl. They had a baby girl. And then they do tshuva. And then they come back and they both testify, this girl is our girl. This is our daughter. Could that girl marry a Kohen? Do we trust them? Do we trust them? So, nowadays you might say, well, DNA evidence, would that work? Would that be able to allow a person? Is that the poskim have to come out with? But, the Shuas Yaakov writes in the 1700s, Me'ola manati shlo lahashiv be'ele, ki lo be'ele chafetz Yaakov. Right, I don't answer these kind of shilas usually, but they're pushing me to give an answer. So he says, Chalila chalila, lahatira osala kahuna. No way! Would Kitchi marry a Kohen? Afagav debas Hanida hu pagum ba'al mumeteres l'kuhuna. Even though, if Nida was the only problem of the mother, that wouldn't be a problem for Kuhuna. But here, these people were overim lahachis. They have no ne'amanus. They have nothing. So how can you trust them? So she cannot marry a Kohen. That's the first half of the tshuva. And then he asked a second half of the tshuva. He said there was a certain case of an aguna in Amsterdam that a certain Rav gave a heter to. And I want to know whether you agree with what he said. That was the question to the Shvus Yaakov. Answer the Shvus Yaakov. Once somebody gives a heter in an area of aguna and he's a bona fide rabbi, we don't research it again. That's it. It's a heter again. Dina basar dina lo daiki. Ubevade lo ma'adrina uvda v'lo teitze me'atir harishon. Vein lahara achamitasun shal tamidi chachamim vein lapakpek. Don't! That's it! Aye, you might say we find some stories like here. Rav was gonna put Rav Shila in Cheirim. So, says Rav Shmuel Yaakov, no. That was only because the asili de takala. Because that was a case of mayim she'en lahem sof. So people are gonna think if that Heter gets out, it becomes public. People are going to think Mayim She'en Lahem Sof is always mutter. Mitzad being Rav Shela, we would say, okay, he gave the heter. They wouldn't re-research it. But it was just a problem there of the takala that would come out of it. But in this case, says the Shvus Yaakov, whatever the case was, there's no takala. There were certain details. So you think certain the details shouldn't have been the heter, but this Rav, he's a gavra rabba. He's able to give the heter. So he gave the heter. So don't try to re-research it and think about whether it's a good heter, not a good heter. You know, once he gave the heter, it's fine with me, says the Shvus Yaakov, and I'm not going to research it again. Related to this is another discussion of the Sharm Tzion and Balacha here, relating to Kavod HaRav. Meaning whenever here, if there's a case where a rabbi might have made a mistake, the balance of being mezalzel a rav versus is there anything to rely on? Is there any tzav lahakel? If there's a machlokas aposkim, for sure. Machlokas aposkim, so then one should try to be machmir in terms of kavod harav, because that's also a value. Okay. Right in the middle. Tanya. Amar Rebbe, Maisa b'shnei b'nei Adam, Mechamrin, Mechmorin. There was a story of two people that were netting. They were catching things with their nets. B'yardein, v'nechlas echad mehem l'mechila shol dag. And one of them went down in order to put the net into the area where the fish was. And I guess at the time, he was above the water. V'shaka chama, the sun set, v'lo ra, piskla shol mechila. He didn't see how to get out. He was in like this area. He couldn't find his way out. And his friend didn't know where he was. V'shach haverik deshetetzei nafsho. His friend waited as long as he thought the person could survive, and he didn't come up. Ubav ahudia b'toch beis. So he let the family know. L'machar zarchacham. But the next morning, the sun the sun rose, and now he could see. And now he could see the way out. V'hikir pischa shal mechila. Ubav matza hesped gadol b'toch beis. Unbelievable. He walked into his own hesped. He walked in. They were being masmed him. And he walks in. Unbelievable. Amar Rebbe. What happens? Rebbe exclaims, "Kam gedolim divrei chachamim." How great are the words of the rabbis? Sha'amru ma'im sheish lahem sof ishto muteres, she'ein lahem sof ishto asura. Right, that's why they made that distinction, and that's why the rabbis are so smart, because they said, "I'm she'ein lahem sof, the woman is still asur." Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. This was a case of yesh lahem sof. Iachi ma'im sheish lahem sof nami lechesh lemechila shel dagim. But this is a case of yesh lahem sof, and the guy came out. So the Gemara says, "No, but ma'im sheish lahem sof." This is very, very not common. So even within the chumrah of Isser, we don't have to be machmer that far because it is not shchiach. Amar Rav Ashi, had to Amar Rabbanan, ma'im she'ein lahem sof ishto asura, Rav Ashi had a havamina, or at least a shita, originally, that ma'im she'ein lahem sof ishto asura, that day alohani mili b'inish da'alma, that applies to general people. Avot serve a merabbanan lo, but not to rabbis. Why? The Sulik, Kala Islay, if the rabbi had gone out, he's a very famous person, everybody would know about it. And we would know about it, and therefore, the halacha would be different. But the Gemara says, Velohi, we don't make distinctions. Veloshta inish da alma, veloshta tserva me rabbanon, diyevin in lachadchila lo. Lachadchila, the woman cannot get remarried, but diyevin, if she did, we'll allow her to stay married. But generally, we would not allow her to get remarried. Again, even by a Talmud Chacham. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva in Evan Ezer, in Aleph Nunches, that it could be that bizman hazeh, it's even better. Meaning, rabbi versus non-rabbi, that wasn't enough of a qualitative jump. But bizman hazeh, and the Chassam Sofer was saying in the days of Mayo, we might add today, Kal v'chomer, Ben Berosha Kal v'chomer, in the days of internet and email, and if somebody's on the other side of the world, he's probably going to be found. So maybe that's another tzad l'hakel, in cases where we really want and are looking to be matir this woman. Good. Tanya, Rav Osai, there's only one time in every 7.5 years that we get to do Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph, but this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. This could be the Dafyomi Gemara. Rav Meir Milublin quoted this many times. Tanya, Amar Rebbe Gamliel, here we go. Pamachas ayisi mahalich besfina. Rav Gamliel says many times, one time I was on a boat. Vera isi svina achash nishbara. And I saw another boat next to mine that broke and crashed. Vahayisi mitstarot tamar chacham shaba. And I was very upset and I was in mourning because there was a tamar chacham on the other boat. And I thought he died. Umanu Rebbe Akiva, Ukshalise Beyabasha, when I got off the boat onto dry land, Ba Viyashav Vidon Lafanai Bahalacha, he came and he sat in front of me and we talked in Torah. Amartilo Bini Mihalucha. How'd you get back? What happened? How do you survive? Your boat smashed. Omerli, here's the line. Daf shel Svinan is Daminli. A plank of the boat came to me. I grabbed onto the plank, the chogal v'gal sheba alai, nenesi lo roshi, and every wave that came to me, I bowed my head, I grabbed onto that daf shel svina, and I went into the wave. Mikan amru chachamim, and that's why the Rabbanan say, yim yavo rishayim al adam, if something comes up against a person, yinane lo rosho, bend your head to the wave. Right, so this is talking about a plank of a svina. When the waves come, just hold on to that daf shel svina and bend down. So obviously the unbelievable musar, the daf, when life challenges come and the waves of life are pushing against us, says daf shel svina, just hold on tight. Hold on tight. Rameyami Lablin, quoted in the Sefer Imre Das, He says, quotes this Gemara, and he said when he finished maybe the first time, the second time, that when they finish, I don't remember which cycle he was nifter in, very early, he says, at least the first time, when they finish this, he says, the tkufa that we've been going through now has been very, very difficult during the wars, and who knows what's going to be, and who knows what was, there's such terrible xeris against stuff. You know what's kept us going? The holding on to the daf. That's the only way. The only way, this is the Gemara. He held on to the daf. Somebody wants to hold on to the daf. That's what saved so many stories throughout Am Yisrael about the importance and the significance of somebody who is learning the daf. Daf shel Sfina Nizdaminli. Unbelievable. And the Gemara relates that, so anytime a Rasha comes, just bow your head, and in that way, you will be able to survive. There's even a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us, regarding this message of the Rasha, says the, let me just find the Tanchuma, Ma hayam hazeh hagalim shebesocho mitgaim vaolim. Just like the waves go up, v'kibat shokalachad v'echad magia l'chol hayinishmer v'chozer, but right when the wave gets to the sand, boom, it stops. It loses its koach and it goes down. V'chaveira roeh oso avhu shenishbar mitgaim v'olen. Every wave! Never, so to the Rishayim. They're up and up and up, and there will come a time that they will stop, they will go down, and they will not get up again. That's the Tanchuma in Vayikra, Os Zion. Says the Gemara, Amarti Ba'os Ashara, Gamliel exclaimed at that moment, Kama Gadolim Divrei Chachamim, how great are the words of the rabbis, Sha'amru, that they said, Mayim, She'ish Lahem Sof Buteres, Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, Asura, right? That is a great statement. Let's go. We'll have a comment on that statement, but first let's continue. Tanya, same, similar story. This time Rabbi Akiva wasn't on the receiving end, but he was on the other end. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Pamachas Aydim Alak Basfina, Varisi Svina Achas, Shemitarefes Bayam. I saw another boat. And I was very upset. Umana Rabbi Meir. Meir was on the other boat. Kshalisi the Medinas Kaputkiya. When I came to Kaputki above Yasha Vidon Lafane Balacha, I was talking and learning with Rabbi Meir. Amarti lo bini mihelucha. How'd you get here? Amarli gal tardeni lechaveiro. One wave threw me to its friend. The next wave, lechaveiro lechaveiro. Achi kiani liabasha, until it spit me out on the dry land. This is an even bigger chiddush, right? It wasn't even a piece of wood, just the water itself. Amarti ba'osasha. This time Rabbi Akiva said, comments are interesting, he didn't say it about himself. He just said it about the other person. Amarti Moshe Shah, Kam Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. How great are the words of the rabbis, Sha'amru, who said, Maim She'ish Lahem Sof Ishto Muteres, Maim She'in Lahem Sof Ishto Asura. Period. 2 points. Number one, there is a thought of the Bali Musar. No, the Bali Musar say a deeper idea about this line. How great are the words of the rabbis? Right, so we would say, the rabbis are so wise, they knew that there's always a chance. But the Bali Musar say no, that the opposite. Once the Rabbanan said this halacha, then that affected the Mitzius. We know that. We know various times. Torah affects the Mitzius, the case of Pachos Migimel Shanim. But what does it mean here? Once the rabbi said that, if it's Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, Ishto Asura, that creates the possibility. It's not in reaction to the possibility. That creates the possibility of a person surviving. Person surviving in that situation. So that's the Kama Gedolim Dibrei Chachamim. There's also a question the Chashuk Echemet discusses, Lamaisa, right? We had the Chassam Sofer before, that things Lamaisa might be more Mako. So he has a case, what if there are cameras? The case is a person falls into Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, but there are cameras on all the edges, on the borders. Countries have cameras, right? They don't want to let infiltrators in. So, Mechablim. So, what if it's a case of Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, but there are cameras? So, Lachari says you can trust the cameras. Right? It's as if you're looking. The whole Svara for Yesh Lahem Sof and Lahem Sof, because you can't see. But if there are cameras there and you can check the cameras, so Lachora, that would be enough Edus. Okay, period. Tan Rabbanan. If somebody falls into a lion's den, ein me'idin alav, that's not enough to testify. Lechafura malei nachashim ba'akrabim, me'idin alav. Snakes and scorpions, that is enough. And that's all the Mefarshim talk about Hanukkah time. In terms of, or not Hanukkah time, but even by Yosef, the snakes and scorpions. So what do you mean? Let's not kill them. Let's throw them into snakes and scorpions. Mistama, they didn't know that there were snakes and scorpions. It was 20 amos deep. Okay, all the Torah is related to Hanukkah and Parshas Vayeshev. But either way, if a man falls in, so you testify. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Omer, Af lachafur malei anachash makrabim ein me'idin alav. No, you don't. Why? Chashinan shema chaverhu. Maybe he's a magician. Maybe he's somebody who knows how to do incantations. And in that way, the snakes won't kill him. The Tanakama, why is the Tanakama worried about this? Agav itzitza maskile. He fell on them. The pressure of that is going to make them really mad. So he's not going to have a chance to be the chaver. They're just going to kill him right then. Period. Tana Rabbana, nafala tokif shana eish me'idin alav. Somebody falls in, rachman al-san, to an oven. Me'idin alav. You testify. We're not worried that there's an ace, like the Gemara in Ksubis Mar'ukva jumped into an oven with his wife because he didn't want the ani to see who was giving him the tzedakah. We don't have to be choshesh for that. Somebody goes into the kifsha, eish me'idin alav. Le'yor amalei ayayin v'shemin me'idin alav. Falls into a big cauldron of hot burning wine and oil. You can testify. Mishem Rabbi Acha Amru. He says no. Shel shemin me'idin alav. Shel shemen you can, why? Because when he falls in and the oil overflows the pot, that oil makes the fire even bigger. Shel yayin ain't meidin alav, but wine you don't meid, mebeishu machabek, because when the wine spills over, maybe it's going to make the fire go out and eventually totally go out, so maybe he lived. Amrlo, they say back to him, no. Tchilasa machabek, vesofa mavir. At the beginning, maybe it causes kiboy, but lamaisa, then it causes mavir. Sometimes when you put some liquid onto a fire, you know, it originally causes it to go out a little bit, but then it causes it to come even stronger. The Aruch Laner has an important comment. The Aruch Laner says here, we know the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara tells us, in Zavachim, if somebody is no Dave Karban Yayin, somebody's no Dave, I want to give wine to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara there talks about, what do you do? Shmuel says, Tzadi Aleph in Zvachim, Misnadev Yayin Bevi Uvzolfo Agaba Yishim. You can be no Dave wine and sprinkle it on the fire. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? There's an Isser, Eish Tamid, Tukran Mizbeach Lo Sichbe, you're being Mechabe. And the Gemara gives an answer. So asks the Aruch Laner, what do you mean you're being Mechabe? It says here that wine is not Mechabe. Wine is Mavir. You see, Tchilas Mechabe, so for Mavir. So why is it a problem? Says the Aruch Laner, no. Result or action. It's still a Maisa Kibui. It can be looked at as a halakhically a Maisa Kibui, even though eventually it causes Mavir. But at the moment it could be a Maisa Kibui, which would violate the Isser of Lo Sichbe. Important comment of the Aruch Laner. Vaiter. Amr Rabbi Meir Maisa Be'echa Shenafal Lebar HaGadol. We'll have another one in a minute. A person fell into a huge bar. Bechulu. Tanya. Amr Rabbi Meir. Meir says, oh, he came out after 3 days. They said to Rabbi Meir, "Ein maskirin ma'isa nisim." Don't bring up ma'isa nisim. Now that's not something that we have to take into account. My ma'isa nisim. What was the nes here that they were there for 3 days? Elam delo achav lo ishti. Is it that they didn't eat or the guy didn't eat or drink for 3 days? Vaksiv. Vitsumu alai. Esther Amalka says, "Sumu alai al tochlo al tishdu." It's possible that somebody could live without eating and drinking for 3 days. Ella, what is it? Delo nayim. He didn't sleep. We know the halacha. Somebody makes a shvua that I will not sleep for 3 days. It's al shvuas sheker. And therefore, malkano, so you give him malkus right then, the yishal malter, you can go to sleep. Because the shvua is not chal. So, don't worry about my zanisim. For Bimeir, my time, what's Bimeir's answer? Amr of Kahana, keep it, I'll gotta be keeping it. They were like arches inside the rocks, so he grabbed onto those arches. So it wasn't such a nace. Verabana, the shishavi. Rabbanan say, no, but they were smooth. Holding on to them is a nace. For a mayor, Iafsha de la Mistra Fanayim Perti. Now he could grab on a little bit and hold them. So it's not so crazy. And therefore, you don't have to say it's such and such such a nace that, we wouldn't be choshesh for. The Aruch Laner again here says, so what's the machlokas about? Right, what's the machlokas about between Meir and the Rabbanan? Right, that the, how could he survive? Right, he survived. Meir says, oh, you always have to be worried? So have a kasha. And Yana Dioma. Right, Parshas B'Shalach, Parshas Yisro, says the Aruch Laner. So how did B'nai Yisrael say Oz Yashir right away? Eich meisu kol mesiyev k'shidvu b'yamsu, bosa yamsu l'nishav emechad. Right, oh, so he says, maybe they didn't die, maybe they'll be underwater for 3 days. So the answer to that could be that's the other measures, that they spit him out. Ro'u meis al sfas hayam. But says the Aruch Laner, it must be that even a mayor says it's impossible to live that long underwater. But it's possible that they're floating. It's possible that they're holding on to something. But
Reb Meir says, you're choshesh for the miyut of possibility that they're grabbing onto something underneath, while the Rabbanan say, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Story. Story of the daughter of Nechunya, the one who dug the pits, the wells for Bnei Yisrael to drink water when they're all a regel. Shenafel Labar Hagadol. His daughter fell into one of these bores. Terrible. Ubavo deal Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. They let Rabbi Chanina Mendoza know about it. Sharishona Amar Lahem Shalom. First he says it's okay. She's okay. Shni Amar Lahem Shalom. Also, Shlishis in the third hour, Amar Lahem, he says to them, also, she has come up. She's safe. Amrla Biti, and then she comes. Kachava. Amrla Biti Miha Alucha, and he asks her, who helped you out? Amrlo Zachar Shal Re'edlim Nizdamin Li. Vizakain Manigo. There was a Zachar, right, of Rechelim of a sheep, Nizdamin Li. Vizakain, and there was an older man that was a Manhig. What is that? Rashi quotes, it was the isle that was brought by the Akedah, and it was Avram Avinu. Why Dafka Avram Avinu? And I saw a beautiful pshat. The Gemara said at the beginning of Chagiga that Avram Avinu is a reference. Daf Gimel and Chagiga to Alil Regel. So Dafka Avraham, who has the connection to Alil Regel, came to save this girl whose father was always Moser Nefesh for Alil Regel. Amrulo Navi Ata. They say to Rabbi Medosa, you're a Navi. Amrulam lo Navi Anochi, lo Ben Navi Anochi. No. Ella, Dover, Shat Tzadik, Misasik Bo Yikosha Bo Zaro. But I know if a Tzadik spends his life in something, then his child is not going to be hurt or endangered in that item. Rabbi Abba says just at the end, Afal Pikein Meis Beno Betzame. Even though he did this, but his son eventually died. Rachman al-Aslan in thirst. Tosva says, meaning it wasn't Dafke in the boar, so it wasn't directly. But tragedies still happen. Shneamar Usvivav Nisara Ma'od. Malamecha Kodesh Baruch Hu Medaktik and Svivav Kuchut Asairi. It was such a high level. And the son must have been Chayim Misa also, obviously. Not Chayim Misa, just it was his time. So sometimes, Kodesh Baruch Hu is medactic, and tragedies strike even the greatest of our generation. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha, Ekel Na'aratz Besod Kadoshim Rabbah, Nora Al Kol Svivav, the same Lashon of Saviv. Good, says the Mishnah. Afilu Shama, now we're getting back to the source of the information. Afilu shama min hanashim omris meis ish ploni dayo. Even if you just overhear women saying, so-and-so died, that's enough. Rabbi Yehuda omer, afilu shama min atinokos omrim, harein ohochim lispov likvar ish ploni. Even if you hear kids saying, oh, we're going to so-and-so's levaya, that's good enough. Beit shu miskavein, beit sheinu miskavein, whether there's kavana to give testimony or not kavana to give testimony, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Omer, be Yisrael ava bishu miskavein, by a Jew, even if he knows you're relying on him, that's good enough, you can trust him. Ubo bikochavim imay miskavein, he knows zoedus. By Goy, if he knows you're relying on him, then it's not allowed. What's only allowed, as we'll see, is called mesiach lafi tumo. Only if he's talking, he doesn't know you're relying on him. Said the Gemara, v'dilma lo azli. 1 minute, back to the first case. You're allowed to trust kids saying, we're going to the Levaya? Maybe they won't go. Maybe it's all a lie. Maybe the guy didn't die. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, you're right. The Kamri, this is what the Mishnah means. Harenu ba'in milis pod, umilik barzish ploni. Right? They came from the Levaya. Says the Gemara, v'dilma kamsa ba'al mashachiv le. Maybe they had a grasshopper. Maybe they had a pet that died. The Asuka Le'al Shman, they gave it a name, and they're saying they were coming back from Moshe's Levaya, but that was the name of their grasshopper. To Ka'amri, Kain V'Kain Rabban and Avi Hasim. No, they also said, these so-and-so rabbis were there, Kain V'Kain Saftani Avi Hasim, and they mentioned the Saftanim. So, that's why we trust them. Uba'ovi kochavim ha'im eskavim nechulu by a goy. If he had kavana, we wouldn't trust him. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu. What does kavana mean? Lo shanu eloshin eskavim lahatir. If they know that with their testimony they would allow this woman to get remarried, so then we don't trust them because maybe they're going to lie because they know it's so important to her. They do so edus. But if they just know about testimony, they don't know what the ramifications are going to be, then we would trust them. Hechi adinan. So how do we know what their kavan is? Amar Rav Yosef. Bala bezdin va'amar. Ishploni me sesi was ishto. So-and-so died, let his wife get remarried. Zehon is kavin lahatir. That's explicit. Meis stam. Zehon is kavin later. They just say, I saw so-and-so die. I figured you guys would want to know. So that's okay. Itmar nami. We also have the statement Amar Ish Lakish Lo Shana Lashon Niskavin Lahatir. We only say Niskavin Lahatir is a problem. Avon Niskavin Lahatir do so edus. That's what Ish Lakish said. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yochanan Tim Lo Kachaya Maisa Ba'oshia Barebi Wasn't there an argument? Shehisris. We spoke about this last week. Shehisris, right? For the word Bali Tresen, Imshmona Vachamisha Zakenim. They had a fight with 85 elders in the Beis Medrash. Amar Lehman, he said to them, Lo Nishanu Elashin Eskavin Lahatir. Avon Eskavin Lahari do so Edus. That's what he said. Velo Hodu Lo Chachamim. And they say, you're never allowed to trust in a case of he knows that you are listening to him. So what's the case that you're allowed to trust the guy? If you just happen to overhear him talking, giving information, like the following, who's from Bechivai family? Manika Bechivai, Shochim Chivai. He's just saying whoever's from Bechivai should just know that he died. The insular of Yosef Ludibisu, or if Yosef let his wife get married, that's a case of Mesiach Levitumo. It's not in court. Similarly, Hahudavi Kamar Ba'azel, Vile Laparsha Zriza, Davi Bupadisa, woe to that swift horseman, right, Parashim, that were in Pupadisa, the Shachiv, he died. The Ritva says you don't even have to say he buried. He was buried. The insular of Yosef, Vitamar Avo Debisu, again, they allow the woman to get remarried. Hahudavi Kamar Va'azel, Man Ika Bechasa, who's here from the house of Chasa? Tava Chasa, Chasa drowned. Amar Rav Nachman exclaims, oh, Elokim, he swears, Oyvei, Achlu Kavi L'Chasa, the fish are eating Chasa. Midibure de Rav Nachman, from the fact that Rav Nachman didn't say, the wife could get remarried, but he just exclaimed, Oyvei, this is what happened. Azlo Debisu de Chasa Vinsava. I'm sorry, we'll get to the Diak in a minute. But because he made that exclamation, the wife went, Azlo Debisu de Chasa Vinsiva, Velo Amr Lovlo Midi. And the rabbis didn't say a word to her, meaning that was good enough. Amr Avashi Shma Mina. From the fact that Rav Nachman didn't come out and say mutter to remarry, he just made that statement, but he didn't prevent her. Hadamar Abana, Mayan Shein Lahem Sof Ishto Asura Hanimili Lechadchila Avali Nasiv Lo Mafkin Lo Minai. Right, we're not going to allow her to get remarried, but we'll let her stay married. Ika Da Amri or Ansvar Nachman Lo Debisu. Rav Nachman himself married her off. He didn't just make that exclamation, and then Mimela she ran married. Omar, Chasa Gava Rabba Isa, Chasa is a great man. Im Isa de Salik Kala Isle Lemilse. We would hear about it. And the Gemara, as the Gemara said earlier, Velohi, Loshta Gava Rabba, Vloshna Lav Gava Rabba, Di Eved in Lechatchila Lo. There's one other point, the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach writes in a tshuva, in Yoredeya, in Simon, Kuf Pei Zion. There was a case where somebody wanted to get out of being in the army. And he goes in the army, whatever the case is, and he's telling them his age. They didn't trust him. They said, I'm past the age. They said, prove it. He said, my parents know how old I am. They said, no, you can't trust. You got to bring other witnesses. And they have to swear about it. So the question is, could his friend listen to the parents? The parents say, this is how old he is, and could they swear that that's his age? So Har Tzvi says, if they say that we remember when he was born, they can't say that. That's a lie. But if they say, we swear that we know his birthday, when he was born, that they could say, because they know that from the parents. What's the raya? Our Gemara, Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph, if he quotes. Right, what does he scream? Rav Nachman screams out, he says, oi! Right, Chas is being eaten by the fish. Fine, in terms of getting remarried, so that's a higher level of Eidus required, because of Eidus Isha, but in terms of knowing it, he says, Achli Kavri L'chasa. He says it. He says it because that was good enough, even though he heard it from somebody else. Okay, we'll stop here. Ezra, next time we pick up with the final daf of Meseches Yevamos.